Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. We have a look now at the rise of personal bankruptcy among African Americans in the South. A new investigation out this week shows that African Americans who file for bankruptcy in the South have a harder time getting out of debt than white filers do. And the difference is not necessarily how much money they make. Instead, the investigation from ProPublica found that African Americans are more likely to file for Chapter 13 bankruptcy than other kinds of bankruptcy. They're often lured by bankruptcy attorneys with zero money down plans for getting out of debt. That starts a cycle of debt relief, but on credit, that's often very hard to pay off. And it's led to a pattern of revolving debt among people living paycheck to paycheck. Paul Keel is a reporter at ProPublica who writes about consumer finance. His investigation, he says, helps illustrate how the system of bankruptcy is failing African Americans. Paul Keel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You say in your report that Memphis, Tennessee, has become the bankruptcy capital of the United States. Why?
It has the highest per capita filing rate in the country, and it's been the way for quite a long time. Looking back, doing the research for the story, I saw news stories about this, you know, in the past, and there was sort of this idea that, well, people are filing bankruptcy a lot there. It must be that people just don't pay their debts there, or, you know, the sort of dismissive way of looking at it when it has a lot to do with the way bankruptcy has been practiced in the South for generations. It's just simply different from the way it is in the rest of the country.
Why are people going into bankruptcy in this part of the country? What are the main causes?
Well, what we found in Memphis is a lot of cars. People have a car they're trying to hold on to. In Memphis, you really can't live without a car. The public transportation system's not great. So that's probably the main form of debt we found. You know, and there's a lot of subprime auto loans out there that are way overpriced vehicles, and so people are just trying to hold on to their car. And then the really stark thing in Memphis is a lot of people are filing bankruptcy just to keep the lights on. The utility is going to shut their lights off because they're behind on their bill, and getting into a bankruptcy at least will stop that.
One of the people profiled in your piece is Navasha Miller. Let's hear from her.
I cried, stressing at work, couldn't work, trying to figure out what to do. Because I know when they garnish people check, it be a lot. And I'm really not making nothing. I'm living from paycheck to paycheck, you know, so I just had to do what I had to do.
Is her story typical of the people that you found?
Yeah, she's really typical in terms of what income level she's at. She earns about $9 an hour working for this sort of like a temp type job. So that's the type of income level that people are going into the system. It's an income at which people are making just enough to get by. But if anything goes wrong, you know, they're knocked off path and are end up in a situation like where she's facing losing a quarter of her paycheck to a wage garnishment from her prior apartment. There are a lot of problems with roaches and bed bugs. She moved out. She broke her lease. And then the landlord came after her and was going to garnish her for the rent that she didn't pay after she moved out. So it's a situation where someone's desperate and she's trying to, you know, keep enough money to keep her lights on, to pay her rent. She's got three kids. And so bankruptcy is, you know, one solution to that. It'll stop the garnishment immediately.
So one of the bottom lines of your story, Paul Keel, is that even when you control, though, for income, geography, other factors, sort of all things being equal, African Americans get out of bankruptcy less frequently than white filers do. Why?
In this country, there are large income gaps along racial lines, but even larger is the gap along asset lines or wealth lines. So the typical white family has 13 times more wealth than a typical black family. It's just a yawning gap. So that means that there's been a lot of research to show that when some sort of financial emergency happens, there's just less of a reserve available for people to deal with it. And of course, people who are facing bankruptcy are going to be people who've faced some sort of financial emergency. And what a lot of people don't realize when they think about bankruptcy is it's not free to hire an attorney. You got to hire an attorney if you want to do it well. The reason that Chapter 13 is so popular in the South is the way it's been set up over time is attorneys will offer their services for $0. And Chapter 13 is typically a five-year plan. So you're paying on your debts over 5 years. And that's how the attorney is going to get his fee through those payments stretched over time. So the fee ends up being larger than the main alternative, which is Chapter 7, which almost every case is going to result in debt relief within a couple of months. But in a Chapter 7, usually you have to come up with around $1,000 to pay your debtor attorney.
So this is a key factor in your story, chapter 13 versus chapter 7, and we don't want to get too far into the details of bankruptcy law, but it's really that sort of $1,000 up front, you're saying, that's leading people to chapter 13 more than chapter 7, and that makes it harder to get out of debt.
Yeah, that seems to be a key bar, and when we looked at statistics nationally, so you know, a long time people have realized that Chapter 13 is popular in the South, and it's just been sort of, you know, a shoulder shrug and say, well, I guess that's just the way they do it down there. But when you look in the South in terms of who's going that path, it's lower income people. As opposed to outside the South, 13 is used very selectively, mostly by middle income homeowners who are facing foreclosure, which is a really legitimate use of Chapter 13. But that's not the way it's used in the South.
Is there no way for attorneys in the South, despite this cultural difference, to steer people toward Chapter 7, which might be better for them and still get paid their lawyer's fees?
So one thing we hope comes out of this piece is more reflection in the legal community down there in terms of, you know, as we show, there are attorneys who are more flexible and they are able to do more Chapter 7s for clients, and their clients are getting out of debt instead of just, you know, cycling over and over again. So it's just something that has not gotten a lot of attention and should get more attention.
Efforts to change the culture of bankruptcy in the South, particularly among African Americans in the South. Paul Keel with ProPublica. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.